Did it just get hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast.
Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to yet another episode of a hot, hot mess podcast. My name is Haley, and as always, I'm a hot fucking mess. Degenerates, it has been one of the longest weeks of my fucking life. I woke up Friday morning and there was about 10 inches of snow. I come from Arizona, so I'm not equipped to handle that amount of snow. Not only that, but the day we get that much snow, my fucking heater goes out. So it's about 20 degrees in my house and I have no winter clothes, no hats, no scarves, no gloves, at least nothing that would actually keep me warm. And then my car is snowed in, so I can't even really go anywhere. On top of that, when I had heaters brought to me from neighbors, thank you to all of my neighbors who saved my life, I plugged them all in, turned them all on, and fucking blew my breaker. So I blew a fuse and had to go reset my breaker, which is out in my garage. So I had to hike my ass out to my garage in 10 inches of snow. It's been great, honestly. And all last week, I'm sure you could tell by my last episode, I was depressed as shit. Friday was the first day that I actually felt like myself. So I decided to record an episode yesterday. I did my makeup. I was super excited to record. I had a topic in mind. And then I woke up this morning to edit and I didn't fucking like it. On top of that, something just happened to me within the hour. It's now 9:20 p.m. on Monday. So I figured, fuck it. Might as well have myself a little drinky drink and re-record my episode. So that's what we are doing today. Couple of announcements before we get into this spectacular fucking episode. I am going to be having a guest next week. I'm so excited. No, it's not a celebrity. I have like 12 fucking followers. No, I'm not gonna have some bigwig celebrity on, but it is someone who has a completely different opinion than me and someone that I really love. So I'm really excited to have them on here. Also, if you are not following me on the official A Hot Hot Mess Podcast Instagram, what the hell are you doing? Follow me now, become a degenerate, stay up to date on all of the content that I have. I'm also doing the Hot Mess Moment of the Week, which I'm very excited about because I have a lot of them. So make sure you head over there. You can comment your hot mess moment of the week. And I think those are my only announcements as of right now. So without further ado, let's get into the motherfucking episode. First and foremost, I hope everyone had a spectacular Valentine's Day or Singles Awareness Day or Galentine's Day. Whatever the fuck you did, I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope you did not sit around the house being upset that you're single because it sure as hell beats being in a toxic fucking relationship. If you are single this year, I'm very proud of you. If you are in a healthy relationship, I am proud of you. If you are in a not so healthy relationship, get the fuck out. My Valentine's Day was meh. If you've been listening to this podcast for really any amount of time, you'll know that I started seeing someone named Tim. We call him Tim on this podcast. Back in December, we started the talking stage, and then on New Year's, we made it official. We committed to each other. Well, Valentine's Day rolls around, and we get all this snow. So we couldn't really spend it with each other. I was really bummed about it because I had gotten him something. I was very excited to show him, but you know, can't fuck with Mother Nature. Whatever she wants to do, she does. But we were both bummed to say the least. Now, to be 100% honest, our relationship has been a little rocky. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today is breakups, where I went wrong now that I'm dating after my divorce, and showing you that if you have any of these signs or symptoms within your relationship, maybe you shouldn't be in that relationship. Also, how a hot mess handles a bad relationship. I won't say a bad relationship. It wasn't a shit relationship, okay? But how a hot mess got back into the dating world, done fucked it up, and where I'm at now. So, like I said, Tim and I started dating officially on New Year's. One of the first things that I noticed about being in a relationship with Tim is he doesn't really text all that often, which for two people living over an hour away from each other, I feel is kind of vital to continue communication, build that bond, things like that. He would take hours to respond to my text messages, and because I have an anxious attachment style, that did not really bode well for me. I don't like that. The moment we start getting like an hour without you responding, my anxiety starts going, and I'm trying to work on it, but it's hard, okay? It is really hard to change a fucking attachment style. So it was something that I had brought up to him. He was like, "All right, I got you. I'll work on that." Didn't really go anywhere. But we continue to see each other. We continue to see where this relationship is going to go. And a couple weeks go by, and I notice that he has this really cute thing that he does where he will say he's going to come over and then he doesn't. It's so much fun. Now, there's a lot of things that I'm not going to talk about. I know why he does this. I know what contributes to him not being able to come over. That's his business. And I'm not here to shit on him. Honestly, I've been in this situation too. So, as much as I understood his situation, I still was not getting what I need from the relationship. And if you've listened to this podcast before, if you have listened from the beginning, you'll know that I talked about writing down all of your needs that you are going to have within a relationship. One of mine is people who do what they say they're going to do, and he wasn't doing that. Because I have codependency issues. Hello. Thanks, Mom. Oh shit, she listens to this podcast. I'm gonna be in so much trouble. Anyway, so because I have codependency issues, it's really hard for me to walk away when I know I should walk away. And I find this is very prevalent with a lot of other people as well. We continue to stay, we continue to fight. It's exactly what happened with me and my failed marriage. I was staying, I was fighting, I was doing all these things to try to make it fucking work. I know that relationships are hard. I know that they do take some kind of work. But if you find yourself in a relationship where you are telling yourself more often than not, that I have to make things work. It's not fucking working. This is not the relationship for you. It's time for you to go. I don't care how much time you have invested in someone. It could be a month. It could be 6 years. It could be 20 years. If every day you are fighting more and more and more, and especially if that person is not putting in the same amount of effort, it's time to go. I wish that I had stepped away from my marriage long before it was actually over. It would have saved us a hell of a lot of money, a hell of a lot of heartache and drama and bullshit, but I didn't because I have codependency issues. So anyway, getting back on topic, I really felt like I wasn't getting what I needed out of this relationship. But I had in my head that once I ended my marriage, once that was all done and settled, my soulmate, my person, my partner was right around the corner because I was healthier. I knew what I wanted. And I knew how to get it. Yeah, no the fuck I did not. None of that turned out to be true. Because surprise, surprise, toxic behaviors are so strongly embedded in us from years and years and years of repetitive behavior. Yeah, surprise. It was not that easy. So I talked to my sister. I talked to my best friend many, many times. I would call them and tell them my anxiety is really, really high right now. I haven't heard from Tim in 6 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours. We're in the middle of a pretty heated discussion or a pretty heavy discussion talking about our wants and our needs and how we can be better and do better and all these things. And they would tell me, you know, maybe it's time to take a step back and really look at this relationship on a whole. Did I listen? Fuck no. Why? Because I'm a hot mess with codependency issues. We know this. I wanted to make that relationship work so fucking bad because I want the marriage, I want the kids, I want the commitment, the blah, 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 right? In my head, the key to happiness is being someone's wife, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. Not really, but you know what I mean. So I wanted that so bad that I was willing to give that to somebody who I won't say didn't deserve it because Tim, at the end of the day, is a great person. He just is on his own journey. So I won't say that he doesn't deserve it because he does. It's that he wasn't ready for it. It is possible to walk away from a relationship without hating that person's guts, still holding them to a high regard, but just saying they just weren't ready Or maybe you weren't ready, and that is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, we're all on our own fucking journey. Anyway, okay, so let's go back to the week of Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day was on Sunday. Let's go back to Wednesday. I hung out with Tim on Tuesday. I drove back home on Wednesday. And Wednesday, we were talking about getting together on Thursday, which I would go up to him, which, like I said, is over an hour drive. That was the plan. Well, Thursday night at about 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, he texts me and says, hey, tonight's not a good night. Let's do tomorrow. Okay, then I'll see you on Friday. Friday rolls around. He texts me, same thing. Hey, it's not going to be a good night. There's a bunch of snow. I can't get to you. You can't get to me. I totally understood. Okay, you're right. Let's wait till tomorrow. The next day rolls around. Same thing. This was 4 days in a row that there had been a cancellation of some kind. Now, the snow, I can completely understand. We cannot fuck with Mother Nature. She does as she pleases, and I respect that. However, on Valentine's Day, I had dug my car out of my driveway. I was hell-bent on seeing him because I knew on Tuesday I have family coming and we would not be able to spend quality time with each other one-on-one time until that family member left the following Sunday. I think she's leaving on Sunday. So that was going to be a week of us not being able to see each other. And I don't like that. I'm not the kind of person that can go without seeing my partner for a week or two, whatever, at a time. Valentine's Day rolls around and I told him, I am hell-bent on making my way up to you. I'm going to come see you. I dug my car out of the driveway. I went around the block a couple of times just to see how bad the roads were. And I told him, hey, I got my car out. I'm going to get in the shower. I'm going to get ready. Are you still down to hang out? He's like, hell yeah, babe, let's do it. Takes me 2 hours to get ready. I text him, hey, I'm almost ready. I'm going to leave here in the next 20 minutes. He says, I don't think today is going to be a good day. I said, well, it would have been really nice if you had told me that 2 hours ago before I wasted all this fucking time doing my hair and makeup. And girls, you know how that feeling is. And I say girls because we have the hair, we have the makeup, we shave our legs, we do all these things. On a good day, if a guy's like shaving himself, you know, let's say face and balls, gooch, all of that. If a guy is doing a full shower, shave, and shit routine, it takes you maybe 30 minutes, I would say. Depending, let's say an hour. Most women, it takes us 2 or more fucking hours to get ready. If you really want to piss a woman off, cancel on her when you know she's almost done getting ready, because the wrath of Hades will come out of this woman. There is nothing worse than showering and shaving, because we shave everything. If we know we're hanging out with someone that we are intimate with, we shave everything. We waste product, hair product, makeup, all of that. We blow dry, straighten, or curl, whatever. Our hair, we do everything. The full fucking nine yards. We lotion up our entire body, and then you cancel on us. That's a surefire way to get on our fucking shit list. That's exactly what Tim does. Cancels on me. And instead of walking away, you know, he showed me that this is not something he can commit to. This is not something that he is ready for. I should have walked away. I should have walked away a couple weeks ago when he told me that he couldn't invest in someone, but I didn't because codependency problems, remember? Okay. So I should have walked away then, but I didn't. Instead, what I do on Valentine's Day is I just say, okay, babe, I'll see you another time. Keep in mind, my birthday is this Saturday. I normally don't celebrate Valentine's Day because my birthday's so close and it just doesn't seem fair. Also, I just don't really believe in Valentine's Day to begin with. I let him know that I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day, but I do like spending quality time with him, and it had already been quite a while since we had seen each other anyway, so I wanted to come and hang out with him. So I swallow everything that I want to say, and I just pretend like it's fine. All right, whatever. So fast forward to today. He texts me this morning. We're having a great deep conversation, the kind of conversation that I've wanted to have with him since the beginning of our relationship. It is wonderful. He tells me, around 4 o'clock that he's gonna come down to see me because the roads are clear, everything is great. Said, awesome, I'm going to get ready around 6. Let me know when you are on your way. 6 o'clock rolls around, I don't hear anything. I finally text him at about 8:15. Hey babe, let me know when you're on your way. Just want to make sure that you're driving safe. He texts me back about 8:30 with this long ass message. I'm so sorry, please don't hate me. I'm not gonna make it tonight. I feel tired. I'm this, I'm that. I wouldn't have been that upset had it not been the fourth fucking night in a row that I have been canceled on. The fourth night that I have showered and shaved, done my hair and my makeup 4 times in a row. Now, of course, I'm not going to read you the entire text message. It goes into some personal details, but basically, he broke up with me without breaking up with me. He did this weird limbo in between thing. So I finally just bit the bullet and was like, you know, I've been feeling the same way. And you're right. I don't think that this is going to work out. I wish you the best. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what was said. And we just kind of went our separate ways. So now that my little story time is over, thank you for listening to the fucking shit show that is my life this week. I want to tell you what I have fucking learned. If you've ever been in a situation like this, or if you identify as a codependent hot fucking mess degenerate like myself, then I want to give you a little bit of dating advice and breakup advice. So let's start with dating advice. First off, let's talk about where I went wrong, okay? Like I said in past episodes, I have been divorced or divorcing my hot mess ex-husband for the better part of a year. We split up in April-ish. No, we split up in the end of March of 2020. About a year we've been broken up. I took that entire time. I was celibate for 6 months. I worked on myself. I did my fucking thing, whatever. And then I dated later on. After the 6 months was up, I started dating. I hit a lot of really bad, fucking crazy people. We also talked about that. I told you some of the psychos that I had run into. But when I met Tim, he was the first person that I thought was even remotely sane. And he is a good person. He's just not my person. Where I went wrong was I found someone who was remotely healthy and who I got along with and didn't see a shit ton of red flags right off the bat. So instead of waiting and getting to know him, I jumped right into a relationship. Tim and I met December 3rd of 2020. We were committed in a committed relationship with each other on New Year's. That's a month of us knowing each other. Psychologists say that the first 3 months of knowing someone, they're only showing the best part of themselves. You should not commit to someone until you've known them or been seeing them for at least 3 months. And now I see why. Because had I known some of the things that I know about Tim, I wouldn't have committed to him. And I'm sure it's vice versa. Had he known some things about me, like I'm a fucking hot mess, he wouldn't have committed to me either. But now I see why people say to wait 3 months before committing to someone. So that was mistake number one. And now that I'm going to be re-entering the dating world after a little bit, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. But now that I'm going to be re-entering the dating world, that is a rule that I have. Now, do I think that every situation or every couple should stick to that rule? Of course not. If you can only see each other every couple of weeks or 3 weeks, you might need more time to get to know each other. If you're spending every day with that person, you might know them really well before 3 months. Where the psychology behind the 3 month rule comes from is somebody can only pretend to be something they're not, or put their best face forward for 3 months. So after the 3 month mark, you are getting to know exactly who they are and not some made up person or the best person that they can project. That's where the 3 months comes from. If you both go into a relationship like, fuck it, we're too old to play games, or I just don't care to show you all the greatness about me, I want to show you everything all at once, it may take less time. Me and my hot mess ex-husband had that mentality going into our relationship in the beginning, and I felt like we knew each other very quickly into our relationship. You don't have to stick to the 3 month rule, but it is highly recommended. So that was mistake number one. Mistake number two was going into it pretending to be something, or I won't even say that. Putting my best face forward, not showing everything that I am. Now, of course, there are certain topics, certain things that you want to wait until you really know this person to talk about, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I did not show like my goofy side or my raunchy side or anything like that. I was so focused on having a healthy relationship that that's all I projected was the picture of this healthy, oh, I'm so emotionally intelligent, which I am to an extent, but that's all I showed him. He never got to know my goofy side. So that was mistake number two, not really showing who I am and all the sides of me. And mistake number three was allowing my codependent past and patterns to come into this relationship. And it wasn't until I got into another relationship after doing all this work on myself that I realized how easy it is to slip into that because I should have broken off this relationship weeks ago. And I didn't because part of being codependent is thinking that you can fix someone. You put all of yourself into someone. Everything. I had been dating him for a week and it was his birthday. And I decorated my entire house. I cleaned my whole house. I decorated my entire house. I baked him a cake. I made him dinner. I got him gifts. I had known him for a month and a week and I had done all of these things. That's, in my opinion, too much. I mean, I know that for people like me, we like to show that we care through gifts and acts of service. And, it's part of the love language. That's wonderful. But the reality is I wasn't going to get that back, that type of investment, that type of appreciation. I wasn't going to get that back. But that is part of codependency, is you put all of you into someone, you give them everything that you can in hopes that they will give it back to you when deep down you know they're not going to because they're just not as invested. So that was mistake number three, allowing myself to be codependent when I had worked so hard to be self-aware enough to know that I am codependent and that I have to work on that. But I ignored all of the fucking signs that I was slipping back into being codependent because it's hard to walk away from someone. I know for a lot of my life growing up, I felt like people gave up on me. People walked away. That's part of the abandonment issues, the anxious attachment style, all of that. We've talked about all of that. So having the feelings of being abandoned or easy to leave, I didn't ever want someone else to feel that way when in reality, I was just abandoning myself. I wasn't standing up for myself. I wasn't advocating for myself. And although I thought I was being healthy by not walking away from this and not running and trying to make it work, it really was not the healthy decision to continue to be in a relationship where I had fully communicated my needs and they still weren't being met. A quote that I heard the other day that I'm absolutely in love with is, "An action made one time is a mistake. An action made a second time is a choice." And that sticks with me because I know that people make mistakes. I know that people fuck up. I do it every day. But when I correct you on that behavior and tell you that that's not going to be copacetic to have in my life and you continue to do that, that's a fucking decision. Now, people don't have to be the worst people on the planet and they don't have to be complete fucking douchebags to make mistakes. And I'm sure that there was no malicious intent, but that does not mean that you should not walk away. That doesn't mean that I shouldn't have walked away. I absolutely should have. So now let's talk about being broken up with in style. This was a lesson I had to learn the very hard way. All of my breakups have been dramatic and traumatizing. And oh God, how could you do this to me? It doesn't need to be like that. We don't need to have all this drama, whatever, especially if it's someone that you have been dating for a month. Let's be serious. Whatever the reason that person has for breaking up with you is not your business, unless you're this toxic person who needs to correct their behavior. But the reality is, in this situation, in my situation in particular, it just was that we're not on the same path. We're not on the same page in life. We want different things. We have different timelines. He is on his journey. I am on mine. And that is completely fine. There's still love between us. We're not going to continue communication just because I don't find that to be healthy. But when you get broken up with, especially if it's over text, which is how mine happened, he texted me that weird like limbo thing. And then finally I was like, you know what? You're right. We're done, ski, right? But I still consider him to have broken up with me. If you get that text or you get that phone call, I want you to take a big fucking breath because your first initial reaction is going to be rejection. I am being rejected. Why the fuck is this person rejecting me? I have given them blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Take a big breath. Take as many breaths as you need. You do not have to respond right away. And then I want you to tell yourself, do not let a man have to tell you twice that he does not want you. Think about that for a second. Do not let a man have to tell you twice that he does not want you. Because if you have an anxious attachment style, or if you do have codependency issues, your first reaction is going to be to get that person to change their mind. And then you are pleading with someone who has already made their decision. And if they are either not ready to be with you or don't think that you are the person for them or whatever the fuck their reason is, if they have made that choice, all you are doing is letting go of your own self-respect. And that's what we're not gonna do. So you're gonna take a breath. You're gonna tell yourself that mantra however many fucking times that you need to, and then you are going to respond. Now, if this person breaks up with you over the phone or in person, still do this. You do not have to respond right away. Take that breath, say that mantra in your head, and then I want you to respond. And I want you to say this. Thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you for telling me. I can't lie. It hurts a little bit. But if I'm being honest, I have felt the same way about our relationship for quite some time. Now, you're going to say this regardless if that is how you feel. If you are the kind of person in this moment, if you feel like you want to drop down to your knees and beg this person not to leave you, I don't care. This is what you're going to say. Thank you for telling me this. I can't lie. I'm a little bummed. But if I'm being honest, I felt this way about our relationship for a long time because it helps you to balance the power and it puts a little grenade in the back of their head. This may sound manipulative, and that's totally fine. I'll tell you in a minute why I'm telling you to say this. But what it does is it puts this little tick in the back of their head. Like, wait, why was she so unhappy? Like, why did she feel this way? And it gets them thinking. It gets them thinking about the relationship. And I especially want you to use this if you still would want to be with that person. If this is someone that you genuinely enjoy, that you would want to be with, that treats you well, this is the reason that I am telling you to say this, especially if you are a female and a man is breaking up with you. Men break up with women out of instinct, out of emotion. It's a very split second decision. She made me mad, or I feel this way. I'm going to break up with her. Period. Point blank. What you do by acting crazy, quote unquote, or allowing your anxiety to show and begging them and going to that stage five clinger headspace is you are confirming why they're breaking up with you. So chances are he is breaking up with you out of some argument, some split second decision, some kind of emotion, because he doesn't think the way that women do. When women break up with someone, they have thought about it. They have been unhappy for months. They have fallen out of love. We kind of do this, what I like to call the in-out breakup. We will pull away and then we will be a little bit more invested and then we pull away. We tend to distance ourselves. We tend to get our affairs in order to be able to leave the relationship as quickly and as cleanly as possible. Men don't think like that. Like I said, they think about emotion. I'm upset. I'm going to end this relationship. Boom. So when you say that you've been feeling like that as well, that puts this little tick, this little grenade in the back of their head, and they think on that. They think and they think and they think about, well, why could she have been upset? And then it flips the narrative. Then all of a sudden, once they've done all this thinking and they've calmed down, then they want to go back into the relationship. Not always. Some men do think about why they want to break up and they're very set on that. And that's okay. We can get through a breakup. We can get through a heartbreak. We are physically, emotionally, and mentally able to do that. But if he does end up coming back, then you have the power to say, these are the things that I didn't like. So instead of him coming back with all this power of like, yeah, I want to be with you, and I was upset, and I this, and I that, you've now leveled that playing field to open up communication about how you were feeling. Because I'm sure there were some things that you would like to change. So you guys can then have an open communication about why you both were upset, and how you can fix it moving forward. Now, if that person has walked away and they don't come back and they are done, let them go. Let them be. We have our mantra. We can get through a heartbreak. We have all the breakup songs in the world. One of my favorite songs is Through the Phone by Cardi B. That's one of my favorite breakup songs. I highly recommend listening to that on motherfucking repeat. So going back to the rest of our response, once you've said, I've been feeling the same way, then you can end it with something like, I agree that we should end this relationship, or I don't think that we're getting what we want out of this relationship. I wish you the best with all your future endeavors, blah, 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 blah. And that is it. Then you walk away. Where we as women tend to fuck up is we want closure. When someone breaks up with us, we have this strong urge to get closure. And the reality is, closure does not come from that person. Closure comes from you. Because what do you want that person to say? Here's 10 reasons why you made me unhappy. Why? So you can go to your room and have a self-loathing episode? No, we don't need all that bullshit. How you get closure on your own is you think about that relationship. You dissect things, places that they went wrong, places that you went wrong. And for every situation where either of you went wrong, you think about it, you replay it, and then you imagine whoever did the wrongdoing, yourself or your ex, and you simply say, I forgive you, or I forgive myself because this is what I did and this is how I can grow from it, or this is what you did and this is how I can learn and grow from that. Closure does not come from that other person. If they're choosing to end the relationship and they're done, like they're done, who cares? Who cares how they feel? Because their emotion is their business. Their emotion is their priority. And by allowing them a platform to pick out and point out all of your flaws, all you are doing is allowing them to tear you down. And we don't need that shit. I'm sure some of you have the rebuttal like, well, how will I know the things that I need to work on? By dissecting the fucking relationship, by going through and replaying every fight, every incident that you didn't like in that relationship, and figuring out who was in the wrong, or if you were both in the wrong, and why, and then forgiving yourself. We are fully capable of being self-aware. We know when we fuck up. We know when the other person fucks up. We know if it was a mutual fuckery. So you don't need that person to tell you how you messed up. Also, just a little side note for my codependent people like myself. If you are in a relationship where more often than not you feel like shit, or you're venting to your friends, your family, you know you are not getting what you need out of this relationship, but the only thing that keeps you there is because you don't want to hurt their feelings, fucking go, because they clearly don't give a shit about your feelings, or they cannot prioritize your feelings the way you're prioritizing theirs. Because at that point, when you're in a relationship that you're just not happy in, you're looking at a crossroad, you're looking at a fork in the road. You can either invest in them and abandon yourself, or abandon them and invest in yourself. And if they were at the same crossroad, I highly doubt they would pick the same choice you do. So walk, get the fuck out of there. Go find someone who actually wants to invest in you and values you, or go invest in yourself. Work on your codependency issues. That's what I have to do. And it fucking sucks, but it will be all worth it. So that was my crazy Valentine's Day week. Thank you for hanging out, being along for the fucking ride. There's never a dull moment in my life, to be honest. There is never a dull moment. Something is always happening. Something is going on. And I'm so excited to have all of you guys here listening. And hopefully some of it resonates with you. You learn a couple of things, you laugh along the way. But thank you all for your support. I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here. Once again, if you do not follow me on Instagram, it is a_hot_hotmess_podcast. I know it's annoying with all the underscores, but they don't let us do spaces. So make sure you go follow me on Instagram. Next week, I am going to be having somebody on the podcast. It is a really fun topic. So make sure you tune in next week as well. You can always email me stories or suggestions if you don't have Instagram. I will drop my email below. Please stay safe. If it is snowing where you live, don't drive if you can help it. Just stay where you are. Please be safe. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye, bitches.